Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Crystal Forbes with Great American Title, a family-owned and operated title company with over 30 years serving the real estate community. We provide title and escrow services for both Missouri and Kansas with locations throughout Southwest Missouri. We focus on providing exceptional customer service and trustworthy, reliable title insurance coverage. Our relationships with other industry professionals are why we are able to make dreams come true one closing at a time. Great American Title is proud to sponsor the Simply Authentic podcast, bringing the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help all of us get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically.
Back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. Tanya?
Yep.
Are you listening to me?
I am.
Good. Because this episode is all about listening.
I'm such a great listener, Angie.
How many people say that and they're really not?
Well, that would be a big lie if I said that about myself. Now, I think I've gotten better.
Yes.
I think at this age and point in my life, I know what I'm doing wrong, right? Mm-hmm. I've assessed and I've learned a lot being in business all these years and working with agents and working with my children and working with clients that listening is a skill that you have to continue to work on.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Yeah. And I think, you know, that we've mentioned this a few times about with age comes wisdom. It also comes patience and being able to, I don't think you're a bad listener at all. I think you're a good listener.
Well, thank you. And I'm working on it.
Yeah. Well, and we all are. I think I think if your intent is to be a better human being,
yes,
you should think about your listening skills and be honest, yes, with yourself. And if someone says you never listen to me, well, perhaps you should take stock of that, mm-hmm, and think about that statement maybe being
and what it means
where and did what that it means come from? Where did it come from? You've done something, yes, obviously. And I think a lot of this episode is going to be our pet peeves, because we certainly have some when it, right, comes to listening, and that's just a good way to get our point across. So we've got some stories and we've got some pet peeves that are kind of on our mind today,
right? And some tips for you,
for sure.
Should you not always be good at listening, maybe you can listen to these tips and get better.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of points to make, and then we'll share a story or a pet peeve that we have, mm-hmm, with that. Mm-hmm. But the power of being a good listener, what do you think the answer to that would be? What would make you a good listener?
What would make you a good listener?
Yes.
Eye contact.
Yes.
Turning towards body language has a lot, right, of things to do with,
yes,
with listening, because, yes, engaging with that person who's communicating with you, yep, and making sure you keep eye contact and,
yep,
that you're leaned into them and not away, and that your mind is not racing. This is, I think, one of the hardest things for people is they are so worried about themselves, mm-hmm, and what their response is going to be.
Agree with that.
That they do not fully listen to what the other person is saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I like your answer to that. So if you were doing all those things and you were being a good listener, then you would possibly create stronger relationships.
Sure.
Okay, so, mm-hmm, a spouse or a significant other is a good example right there. Mm-hmm. If you're a terrible listener and your spouse comes home every night and you are distracted with whatever you're doing and they're telling you about their day and you're like, uh-huh, mm-hmm, yeah, oh really, Oh, great. Oh, how'd that make you feel? Wow. Though you're not listening, you're not engaged, you're just appeasing the story from your spouse. So they're not going to feel very valued. Mm-hmm. So it goes with any relationship. If you're listening, then that person is going to feel like you value them and you value what they're saying.
Right.
It also will make that relationship stronger, right?
Yeah.
So spouse is a great, or best friend, or a brother or sister, great examples of just feeling valued and making that relationship stronger. And I have to admit, my brother called me last week, and I love my brother dearly, and he is one of the smartest human beings that I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was half-assed listening.
Mm-hmm.
And he was calling me for a real estate question.
Oh,
and I was at work, and I was in the middle, and he never calls me at work, like never. So I answered because I was a little worried of why he was calling me at work.
Yeah.
And so he goes into this big, long tale, and I'm in the middle of something, plus my phone's going off. So I'm highly distracted, and I realize that his question is about real estate. So then I have to backtrack, and I'm like, hold on a second. I missed that first part.
Mm-hmm.
I literally was not listening at all to the first part.
Gotcha.
Like, I was just letting him blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, so I had to engage, because I love my brother so much,
yes,
that I wanted to give him a good opinion to the questions he was asking about my profession.
Yes.
Right? So that is an honest Abe answer to not always being a good listener. And it obviously that can happen with anybody in any scenario. But
sure.
You know, you sometimes get so caught up in what you're doing and you make the mistake of answering the phone when you're really busy and really distracted.
I was just getting ready to say, sometimes I'll answer the phone and I will say, I'm right in the middle of something. Can I call you back?
Yes.
That is not me being rude.
Yeah.
It is me.
It's actually you being, being.
I'm recognizing I don't have time to have this conversation, but I will call you back when I can give you due credit and due attention.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think sometimes we get put off when some people say, hey, I'm right in the middle of something. Can I call you back? Yeah. And I appreciate it.
Agreed.
And I hope others appreciate that of me, because I don't want to half-ass listen, you know, and can't give someone my full due attention.
Yeah, agree.
So, yeah.
So if I said, what is active listening and passive listening, would you know what that is?
I would say active listening is sort of what, are you pointing to the answer?
No, I don't want you to cheat.
Don't cheat, she says. If you're watching, I was trying to look at her notes.
She's trying to cheat.
I was. Active listening is, it kind of goes back to what I said in the beginning. I'm looking you in the eye. I am nodding my head. My body language, I'm leaning in.
Yes.
That kind of thing. You can tell that I'm fully engaged.
Yes. And you're maybe responding with empathy or surprise.
Right.
There's an emotion that is going into it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. What would passive be?
And passive would be almost just the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, I'm obviously not interested. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm slouched back in my seat and
she's rolling her eyes at me.
Yeah, I am. Or I may be scrolling on my phone, which is a whole other episode
totally.
We could do.
Yeah.
But, you know, my attention is clearly not on the person who's speaking.
Right. And I think the point there is if you're passive listening, you are not engaged. And are there times that's appropriate? Maybe in a class you're taking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I recently took a CE class, and there are parts of it that are repeat I've heard a million times.
Yeah.
I was probably passively listening.
Yeah.
You know, while answering some texts on my phone.
You were passively listening when your brother first called you.
I was.
Yes.
I was. Not active, but passive.
Yes.
So think about that and remember those two words the next time you are having a conversation with somebody and see which one you're engaging with.
Mm-hmm.
So the three signs of active listening, which you've already kind of covered, Angie, would be eye contact or body language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've heard in our business and just in business training, when you're listening, when you're sitting across from a client or maybe even another agent and you're in a training one-on-one and you're engaged with that person and they are up, elbows on the table, like really like sitting forward in their chair, you should mimic them because yes. then you are showing that you are actively listening to them with your body language and obviously having eye contact. You and I talked about this before we started. We were kind of laughing about eye contact or forehead contact. Mouth-only contact. Or I'm looking at your shirt contact.
Yes.
Like, to really be listening to somebody. And I probably divert my eyes during every conversation we have.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of in conversation what you do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stare you down the whole time. However, I have met those people that they never break eye contact.
I know.
And then
it's
you're
kind
like,
of intimidating, isn't it?
Totally intimidating. Yeah. And then your mind gets distracted.
Yes.
And you start thinking about something else of like, wow, they have not stopped looking at me for 10 minutes and I'm so uncomfortable. But anyway.
Anyway.
Back to being a good listener.
Yes.
Make sure you are involved in the conversation, in your body language, and in your eye contact.
Right.
And you're not looking at their mouth the whole time. Although I am a lip reader.
Yeah.
Are you? Because I can't hear very well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if you ever see me looking at your lips, I might be admiring your lipstick.
I was just going to say, you like my lipstick, don't you?
Or B, we're in a loud room with a lot of background noise
and I can't hear.
And so I might be looking at your mouth and I might say, what'd you say? Like five times in a row and you're going to know it's too loud in here for her. She can't hear me.
Yeah. And that's a good point to make because I think as we're speaking to people, we have to give a little bit of grace, right? Because a lot of people have hearing issues or, hearing issues in general.
Right.
So the other thing, as we were talking about, and again, you can't see this unless you're watching on YouTube.
But you should be.
If I'm talking to you and I, like you said, eye contact, but it drives me crazy when I talk to someone and their eyes are looking off somewhere else. I always want to look over my shoulder and say, who's back there? Is Swift back there? Is Taylor back there? Do I need to be looking? What? Just, you know, and I know some people, I think they have a very short attention span. And sometimes I want to give the full explanation of what I'm talking about.
Same.
It's hard for me to bullet point sometimes.
Same.
And I feel like you need to learn to bullet point when you're talking to certain people because they cannot.
Right.
It's whatever that is.
Well, they don't
ADHD
have the
whatever
the capacity to listen to the long story.
Right.
I am inherently a very long storyteller. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand how I was feeling.
Yes.
How the wind was blowing.
Yes.
What time of day it was.
Yes.
I want you to feel
exactly
how I felt for you to actually react to whatever happened.
Right.
Yes, but I do know that sometimes you need to land the plane and you need to bullet point and just give the facts.
Yeah.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Which is maybe what we should do right now.
Right. So going on to common listening practices.
Tanya, before we do that, should we take a break?
Oh, I think we should.
We should take a break.
Real Talk, Real Industry Insights. Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Jack Langley at Gershman Mortgage. We've been helping home buyers and real estate professionals for over 70 years, and we know that success just isn't about transactions. It's about knowledge, relationships, and having the right tools to grow. That's why we're proud to host Simply Authentic in our studio, bringing you the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help us all get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
All right, we're back talking about listening today. And I don't care what career you're in, and if you're a mother, a father, a daughter, a son, a sister, a brother, or just a kid, I don't know. You need to have listening skills. right? And at different ages, you're going to have different listening skills. And it doesn't matter what job you're in, I promise you need to have good listening mm-hmm. skills mm-hmm. in one way or another. Mm-hmm. So some of the listening pitfalls we're going to talk about next.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So we could probably tell a story or just a, like a, maybe not a big, long, drawn out story, just an example. Okay.
So they don't need to know which way the wind's blowing or what we're wearing or anything like that. Okay.
What the temperature was okay. outside. No.
All right.
But okay. So interrupting or finishing someone's Ooh. Statement.
Just drives me crazy.
I agree.
Let me finish speaking because yes. my problem is I'll forget.
Agree.
Like it'll be 2 seconds Same. Later and I'll be like, what was I saying?
Yeah. Agree. And then you're like, well, you interrupted me and now I lost my train of thought. Thanks a lot. I had a great story to tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe I had great direction to give. You know, I'm talking to an employee or I'm talking to an True. Agent or whatever, and I need to get through this to make my point, and you interrupt, and then it's all out the window. Who knows if I'm going to get it back or not?
Well, I agree. I think that's, yeah, that's a postmenopausal woman thing.
I was
going to
say that could be yeah. an age thing
I don't
as well.
Know. Men, uh-huh. let us know. Is that just women? So here's another one. Listening only to respond, yeah. not to understand.
Which we just kind of talked about too, right? You're so worried about what you're going to say.
Yes.
How you're going to respond. What is it that you need from yeah. me? You know, if I'm paying attention, sometimes I do catch myself thinking, are they expecting a certain reaction,
right?
Or are they needing a specific response from me?
Right.
And I'm miles ahead already in my brain.
Right. Yeah. And yeah. not and probably not listening
no.
now because
no.
you're too involved.
Because then the answer would
you,
have been in front of me.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And something, a tip that I want to add there that we've not talked about is when people are talking and you are paying attention and you want to really let them know that you are following. And so something good to say is, so here's what I hear you saying.
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay, let me get this straight. I hear you saying that you da 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 da.
So, repeat it back to them.
Yes, mm-hmm. and repeating it back to them and making sure if you were talking, let's say you're doing a interview for a buyer or for a seller.
Mm-hmm.
Really important to be taking notes. Really important
really
to
important.
Be listening
mm-hmm.
and not just blabbing the whole time and talking the whole time. It is our job to ask questions and get the answers. Mm-hmm. Who has the answer? The buyer, the seller.
Right.
Right? And then they are going to pose certain questions to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you taking notes and listening, and then you could go back to your notes and say, okay, let me make sure I understand what your objectives are. You want to get out of town within 60 days, so we need to price right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your house is in tip-top condition, so we're going to walk through it tonight and make sure you've done your to-do list mm-hmm. appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be referred to an agent in Kansas City because you need to be there in 60 days. Do I have that right? So you've probably elevated yourself to that client by listening and understanding exactly where they are, and you repeated back to them what they said. So you're
right.
actively listening.
Right. That will also come in handy if 60, 75 days down the road, you've not met those objectives because they've
True.
Changed course.
Yes.
And you need to bring it back and ask, are these still the objectives? You
right.
know, I wrote these down as and we when we talked about these, I repeated them back to you and this is what I had. And we're not there yet. So has mm-hmm. something changed that mm-hmm. I need to adjust and I need to know about? Because many times things do happen.
Of course.
You know, and it seems like people forget to tell us that objectives have now changed.
True.
Things that we could be very pertinent to what we're doing on the other side of things.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So one other question on pitfalls would be to, or one other statement, and then I have a question for you, is your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Letting your phone distract you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take your phone into appointments?
Mm-hmm. No, I do not.
You leave it in the car.
Well, I might have it with me just in case I need to pull up something.
Yes.
So it's my resource. It's not there because right. I'm going to be on the phone. I'm
right.
not.
No.
If I am with you on an appointment, you are my priority.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to be texting anyone or if there's something I'm expecting, and, mm-hmm. and this happens with us because we're both brokers. Mm-hmm. So if I know I've got an agent issue, when I walk into my appointment, the first thing I'm going to say is, well, among the first things, listen, I'm sorry, I've got an agent with an issue. Mm-hmm. I may have to take a phone call during this.
Agreed.
And yeah. I just want to let you know that up front. And I'm not ignoring you by any means, but I've got this, it's a really critical situation. It doesn't happen often, or sure. if there's a family emergency going on. I mean,
yes.
let that other person know so that they know you're not ignoring them right. or being distracted.
Right.
But my phone is there. I could leave it in the car. Honestly, mm-hmm. it would be best, but inevitably they're going to ask me a question. Mm-hmm. I need to pull up MLS, or I need to pull up somebody's contact number mm-hmm. or something.
Agree.
So it's there as a resource,
yes.
not so I can be on it.
Yeah, agree. And I would have said the exact same thing. I take it with me. I leave it face down, so yes. I can't even see what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, in any kind of a season, you might have 10 text messages, 3 phone calls, and 2 voicemails, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If your phone is blasting off the entire time, that is terribly distracting.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So I agree with you. If there were something that I needed to say, look, I have recently I've had some issues with rentals, and so I've had a plumber heading to the property or an mm-hmm. AC guy heading to the property. Mm-hmm. So I've just had to say, I got to keep my phone on because I'm waiting for a phone call from a plumber who's on the way to a property.
Right.
That is the only reason I'm going to answer my phone, and I'll let you know when he yeah. calls. You know, so that happens. But,
it does. But and no one has ever said, no, I don't want you to, you
well,
know.
Exactly.
I
mean,
yeah. You know, nobody's ever said, oh, that's awful.
They're
no,
very understanding.
Can't. They are. Yeah. People just want to know that you're not ignoring them.
Agree. The flip side of that, and we've all been somewhere that this has happened, and I wish I could think of an exact scenario. But where the person across from you, or the person, you know, you might have an appointment with, or maybe you went to breakfast with, or, you know, whatever, they're on their phone the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've probably been that person, so I'm going to say I'm sorry right now, Angie, because I have been. Because sometimes we have a lot going on, right?
Yeah.
And it could be family, it could be business, it could be agents, it could mm-hmm. be anything
right.
at any given time. And you may just have to say, I am so sorry, I'm going to be very distracted because I have this going on.
Right, right.
But to be answering every Tom, Dick, and Harry's text message that comes in mm-mm. when you have invited me to lunch to mm-hmm. go over something
yeah.
rude. It's just yeah. rude, and it's uncalled for. And that's why we block time,
yeah,
right?
Right.
We talked about time blocking before. Mm-hmm. It's very important in mm-hmm. anybody's world. Anybody. I don't care what you've got on your plate. You're a stay-at-home mom. You got 3 kids. You better be time blocking.
Yes.
Because you're never going to get it all done in a day if you don't time block.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just being an active listener is very important to build trust and relationships and to add value and to let people know you appreciate what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to a Mel Robbins podcast just last week. She was doing a summary. She had 5 experts that said, what are the 3 top things you can do for yourself right now? And she did a summary of 58 episodes that she had done talking to different professionals. And the 3 top things, exercise, number one, mm-hmm. Put your phone down.
Mm-hmm.
Put your phone down. It's stealing our lives.
Yeah,
it really is.
It
and
is.
I know that's not Agreed. What this episode is about, but I'm just, it's just, it really hit home with me mm-hmm. how much, and I get a report on my phone, how many hours I spent on the phone, you know, last week. And
yeah.
it's sickening. It's mm-hmm. sickening how much time we spend on our phone. And mm-hmm. we need to conquer that.
We do. I agree. The third thing was, let's go ahead and tell it because you should go listen to this Mel Robbins podcast.
Yeah.
Is standing on one leg to create better balance.
Yes. Yes.
And I have found myself doing that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. She also challenged to do 11 push-ups. We'll have to try that sometime.
Yeah.
Can you do 11 push-ups?
I can.
Really? Uh-huh. Not on your knees?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
I do yoga.
I do too, but I still can't do 11 push-ups.
Come on, Angie. Good grief. Well, we're going to have to have an 11 push-up challenge.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We'll do that. All right.
Well, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up because now we've really gone off the rails.
We hope you've been listening. We hope you've learned something. And please share this with a friend who is not a good listener. I mean, this will be a great hint. Subtle poke, but it'll get the podcast
That's
out.
That's right.
And you could do it all in the vein of, hey, I listened to a great podcast with these girls that I know or that I've gotten to know over this podcast. Here's one of their random episodes.
Random. Listen, we want to thank you for listening. Absolutely. Every week that you tune into us, we really appreciate that. We appreciate our premier sponsor, which is Great American Title. And we appreciate the people who help us here in the studio, Gershman Mortgage.
Thanks, everybody. We will catch you on the next episode.
See ya.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.